you absolutely must stop doing this if you want to achieve anything in life.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, on this show, I've made an effort in the last year or so to stop saying you have to do this and you should do that and you must do this. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to do anything. You can do what you want. And if you decide not to do something, and you get the result that's commensurate with that, that's okay. Because you don't have to be successful in life. You don't have to be happy. You don't have to feel fulfilled. You can constantly hate the world and go through the life like that. You can constantly feel like you're a failure or constantly feel like, you know, success or whatever it is wasn't meant for you. Of course you can. And I know it sounds silly and you probably wouldn't listen to a show if that was you, but we all have little elements of this. But I am going to say today that there is something that you must stop doing, and that is listening to other people about what you are capable of doing or what your limitations are. There are not many things that truly drive me nuts in the world, but what does is other people telling people what they can and cannot do. Other people saying you shouldn't be able to do this or you shouldn't do that, or your doctors, I don't care, your doctors, your psychologists, you want to go and do a hike and all these people say you've got too many injuries, you can't do that hike. I never say that to people. I just say, well, I know how to do that hike. Let's call it Kokoda, Everest Base Camp. I'm going to give you the tools, the fitness, the program. I'm going to talk you through the trek. It's up to you to decide if you can do it or not. Go and do the work first and then make the decision about whether you can do it. Now, I'm not suggesting that the doctors and the psychs and the people around you, your friends, your family, your mum and dad, I'm not suggesting they don't have expertise. I'm not suggesting they don't have your best interest at heart, but they are not you. You get to decide what you do. I've got people that go, this has been my dream. This is what I've always wanted to do, but I've been told I can't do it. Garbage. Who told you you can't do it? I've had people come to me and say, you're going to tell me the same as everyone else once I tell you my story that I can't do this. I bet you I don't. And so then I have the conversation and I say, I understand why your doctors say that, and I understand why your psych says that, and I understand why, you know, your husband or your wife or your mum or dad says that. I understand. But they don't get to decide for you. This is your life. You get to make the decision. So how about this? Let's put the training plan in place. Let's see how your body responds to that. Let's see if you're mentally willing to put up with whatever it is that your body responds, be it pain, etc. Let's do all of that. And then the week of, we can make a decision, or a month before, we make that call once we've done all the work and we go, you know what, this just isn't for me. We make that call. No one else. This happens not just in a big thing like doing an adventure. This happens in a day to day. We convince ourselves that other people might be right. We talk ourselves out of things because we listen to the sometimes well-meaning advice of other people, but they don't know how driven you are, how much you want that thing. And when you start doing it on big things, you'll start doing it on little things. You'll start to convince yourself you don't have the capacity. And one thing I do know to be true is that every human has an insane capacity to do amazing things if they're willing to tap into it, if they're willing to cut out the noise, if they're willing to do the work. It honestly is that simple. So ask yourself some questions over the next week. Where have I talked myself out of stuff? Where is the evidence of what other people are telling me to be true? And where could I possibly buck the trend? Because people who succeed buck the trend all the time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.